Hello everyone, welcome to Lifestyle by Carnelian. This is Monday morning and it is a new week. A new week to start all over again, a new week to make those decisions, a new week to work on your goals, a new week to do that thing you have been putting off. So we don't like failure. We always have problem with the word failure. Whenever we make mistakes, we beat ourselves so up. I'm inclusive, okay? We beat ourselves so up that so badly in a way that someone will not even recover from it. We feel that when we fail, we've lost it all. But do you know that setbacks are stepstones to success? That you failed or you made a mistake means that you are trying something new, means that you are moving out of your comfort zone, means that you are doing something you haven't done before, and you get to learn something from it, okay? Everyone who is successful in life made a mistake, had a failure. Thomas Edison had his company, his whole work burnt down. He made mistakes, okay? And then he still survived. He didn't give up. He kept pushing ahead because he knew that failure doesn't mean that he was a failure. It means that there are things, something he omitted, something he didn't do, okay? And he picked it up and he learned the lesson. So today, this morning, I am going to give you 5 ways to bounce back from failure like a boss. Okay, failure is an F word you need to embrace. You need to embrace that word. I don't even use to embrace the word failure, but over the time, over the years, I've learned to embrace it. Whenever I don't do well, I try to tell myself, what didn't I do right? I try to pick up the lesson. So I have learned to embrace the word failure. Okay, as long as I'm doing something new, as long as I'm trying something new, I have learned to embrace the word failure. Failure aren't scary and life-ending as we make them out to be. In fact, there is a goal that can be mined from our slip-ups and setbacks. That's easier said than done. So here are a few tips to help you rebound the next time you feel down about a mistake or stumble. The first tip is, do not push away your emotion. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to shout. It's okay to feel bad. It's okay. You made a mistake. So your emotions are normal. It's okay. Okay? It's okay. Let those things out. If you have to cry, cry. If you have to shout, shout. If you have to scream, scream. It's okay to let that emotion out, okay? Do not bottle it up in you because it could cause a whole lot of damage, depression. You can slip into depression and it's not good. So let that emotion out. Then the second tip is apply the 10-10-10 text. Like it's 10-10, 10/10/10 test. Sit yourself down, ask yourself question, will this matter in 10 weeks? In 10 months time, will it still matter? In 10 years time, will it still matter? Sometimes when we fail and we start thinking about it, this thing in 2 weeks time, it has faded. Nobody knows that this thing happens again, happened ever. In a year, month time, 2 months time, nobody knows about it again. Okay, so if it's no matter in 10 weeks time or 10 months time or 10 years time, then do not bother about it. Okay, let it go. Okay, do not think about it again. So apply this test. It always works. The third tip is to shake your self-talk. Let me tell you, a lot of people used to talk and say motivators and motivational speakers and everything. But let me tell you, what you tell yourself is how you feel. Okay? No matter how someone tells you it's okay, don't stop doing, stop crying, stop doing this thing, you are not bad. As long as inside you feel bad, you will not recover. So you need to stand up, look at yourself in the mirror, or look, even if you don't look at yourself, tell yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm okay, I made a mistake, it's okay. Let me move on. What are the lessons I need to pick up from this thing? Talk to yourself. Your failure does not define who you are. Your failure does not say who you are. Your mistakes do not define you. They do not define you, okay? So do not let those failures be a setback or a definition of who you are. Who are you? You are beautiful, you're powerful, you're intelligent, you're awesome, you're magnificent, you're amazing. So do not say anything. Watch what you tell yourself. What's the thing? Don't say I'm stupid, I'm slow, I'm clumsy, I'm foolish. Don't say those things. Say something that will be a help, something that will add to you, okay? Say something that is uplifting to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself so up. Don't beat yourself too hard, okay? Be very kind to yourself. So the first one is connect to recalibrate, okay? Most times when we have go through a problem or a failure or we have make a mistake, we tend to withdraw ourselves from people. We tend to, you know, hide in our shells, okay? And those things are very bad, because when you do those things, you kind of go into depression, you kind of do things, you know, hurt yourself. But you need to meet friends, talk to family, talk to someone, go out more, okay? Do not isolate yourself. Talk to someone that will understand you. Never you isolate yourself, okay? Reconnect with people, friends. Go out, go to a party, or go out with your friends to a restaurant. No, do not please isolate yourself. So the last tip is go on the offense. Sit yourself down, bring out the reasons why you failed, the lessons there. Understand what you made, the wrong things you did, and then reschedule yourself, like rearrange, replan yourself, and then launch. Okay, so the next time you want to feel bad about that failure or that mistake, I think you should sit down and understand and have a rethink. Okay, sit down and rethink and try those 5 ways, and you will be amazed how rejuvenated you feel. Okay. Failure is not bad. It's how you handle it that determines it. Thank you.